Hello everybody, this is Rafael Davidovich. I'd like to share with you a message that I shared with my shul this week. And this will be the resumption of the Explorations podcast. This week, our world was turned upside down. We did not anticipate this kind of year a few short weeks ago in shul on Rosh Hashanah. Yet this past Shabbos, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah in Israel, is a day that will live in infamy. The events of the past few days have overwhelmed me, and I know have overwhelmed millions of people in the world. Now, as the holidays are over, I feel that we are now called upon to act. How are we to respond? We don't have Nevi'im, we don't have prophets to tell us what Hashem asks of us. We do have an approach of our rabbis, Chazal, who have said in Pirkei Avos that the world stands on three things, ala Torah, v'ala avoda, v'ala gmilas chasadim, on the observance of Torah, on serving Hashem, and on the bestowing of kindness. The pillars of our world have been shaken. Our brothers and sisters in the Holy Land have been hurt grievously in ways our imagination would not even allow us to think a week ago. So what can we do? I feel clueless. And yet, I have to do something. So I think that all that we can do is to strengthen what has been weakened and to make it even stronger than before. This is how I see it. Our enemies waged war on the day we resolved to strengthen our joy in Torah and the Torah's joy in us. So we need to make a point of learning more Torah than ever before. This can apply in so many different ways depending on your own particular schedule. You can resolve to join a shir, to schedule a new chavrusa, a learning partnership with someone. If there is a mitzvah in which time in life has made you lax because you just got busy or lazy, then now is the time to strengthen our resolve to renew our commitments to those kinds of mitzvos. I know there are people who have suggested that an extra Shabbos candle be lit. I do think we need to add more light to the world, but I don't think that this is the way to do it. While I appreciate the symbolic intent of adding light, and I've been told that people have done this in past crises, I don't approve of that particular recommendation. I feel that Minhag Yisrael, that the customs of the Jewish people, have established standards and practices for how many candles we light on Shabbos, whether it's two plus the number of children you have, whether you add a candle to make up for those times that you might have forgotten. We have these holy customs, and I don't feel that they should be altered in this particular circumstance. However, the intention is sincere. I would recommend enhancing Shabbos and including Shabbos candles by, for example, making a commitment to take in Shabbos earlier than usual, whether that's 10 minutes or 20 minutes earlier, or perhaps by extending Shabbos at the other end, at the end of Shabbos, by extending Shabbos by another 10 minutes or more. Perhaps if you know somebody who has not been careful about lighting Shabbos candles, you should make a point of asking them to do so this Shabbos and in the future as well. There are also many opportunities that have been spread all over the communities in which we live of attending a new shir, encouraging others to attend shiurim as well. Then there is al ha'avoda. Al ha'avoda means on serving Hashem, specifically nowadays through tefillah. Our davening was marred by the news that was leaking in throughout the last 2 days of Yom Tov. Eis Tzorihi LiYaakov, this is a time of tragedy, so we are called upon to call out to Hashem more than ever before. Besides for being careful, more careful, in our regular davening, whatever that was, there is something that goes all the way back to David HaMelech, Sefer Tehillim, making a point of saying one or more chapters of Psalms, Tehillim, after every davening, resolving to perhaps keep the custom of completing all 150 chapters of Tehillim every month, or if you have the time to even complete the Book of Psalms every week, and to use any spare moment, even if you don't take on these formalized ways of adding Tehillim, have a Tehillim nearby and squeeze in and say an extra chapter whenever you have a few minutes. You can also, and I think this is very important, resolve to come earlier to davening so that skipping the words of our sitter becomes unnecessary. And then there is chesed. There's been no shortage of opportunities for chesed in this past week. Jews all over the Holy Land were saving lives to the best of their ability. Family and friends who were outside of Israel for Yom Tov and are now committed not just to being heroic, but frankly just to be Jewish in their drive to return to their homes, to the national home of the Jewish people, to go and save more lives in any way they can, and there are so many ways, and commit to more chesed, to more kindness for their fellow Jews whose lives have been turned around. Those of us who still are here in Chutz La'aretz outside of Israel need to resolve to enhance and increase our chesed during this crisis by increasing our tzedakah to even all of our usual recipients of tzedakah, but also to saving lives of the Jews who had to abandon the city of Sderot, and in all of Israel. Even if you established an amount that you plan to give to tzedakah on a regular basis, we need to resolve to increase that amount immediately. The truth that I feel is that nothing that I can recommend, nothing that anyone could recommend, seems sufficient. But the secret is to do more. God's mission statement, the first actual quote in the entire Torah in this week's Parsha, Parshas Bereishis, is when Hashem says, Yehi Or, let there be light. So our only mission can be to add more light into a world that is full of tohu vavohu, full of not just evil, but void and darkness and confusion, to add more light to that world through these three prongs of Torah, Avoda, and Gmilas Chasodim. Hashem Hoshia HaMelech Yanein V'yom Koreinu. Hashem, please save us. The King should answer us on the day that we call out. I want to wish all of you a good, peaceful Shabbos.